Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. There's our man, BB Shay.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good to have you in here. Ready to play the Big Money Celebrity Match game. We have Seth on the line. We have James. We have Chris. And we have Donnie ready to play. They get to choose their match game puzzles, A, B, C, or D, then try to match BB Shay, Chris Dim, and Biggie. And whoever does it best is the winner. Let's get it started. Seth is on the line first and gets to choose A, B, C, or D. Seth, which one would you like?
Let's go with B.
B, it is. Okay, listen closely now, and everybody writes down the best answer they can think of for this. You think of it, and then tell us at the end. Try to match three for a perfect score. Tom said, it was weird going to the gangster's house for Christmas. The turkey was stuffed with blank. Think about that.
That's a, you know, sometimes Biggie will say that when it's International Talk Like a Pirate Day, everybody does the old Long John Silver.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Depp style of pirate, but in the current world, they're all Eastern Africans.
Yeah. Should be Somali pirates.
Correct. So this is the gangster.
Is gangster has also evolved. You know, in the old days, it was Al Capone.
The Italian.
Now it's Snoopy Dog Dog.
That's a good point. When I think gangster, I always think, you know, the Godfather, but or the Al Capone.
Yeah.
But now, you're right, maybe B.B. Shay.
Yeah. When you hear gangster, the word, what do you think?
I'm kind of in that group, too. I think Goodfellas.
You do.
But, you know, I think people would think Dr. Dre or Tupac or somebody like that.
Well, that never enters my mind, but you're right. That's exactly right. By the way, today is National Drink Wine Day. So, Chris Dim, he's a wine.
You partaking?
Person.
Already have.
He already has. He was at his French lesson last night. Did you know he's taking French lessons, Biggie?
Oh, I almost cussed. Not surprised.
I know.
He told us. Surprise.
He told us in the green room recently in Myrtle Beach. He said, "I'm taking French lessons," and we all were like, "Oh, it's so on brand."
Hold on, I think I can hear Biggie laughing from 300 miles away.
Biggie didn't make the trip, but yes, just listen.
What's that?
Is that the ocean? No,
no,
that's Biggie laughing, cackling 300 miles away. Last night they pop quizzed him. How do you say like weekend? How do you say? How do you order this and that?
Yeah,
how's it going? You enjoying it?
I am enjoying it. Yeah, it's a nice group of people. A lot of them are planning trips this year. Mm-hmm. We are not, but I just wanted to get better and get more comfortable. The instructor's fantastic. She is very, very good.
You should immerse yourself in it somewhere.
Well, that's what she did. I mean, our instructor grew up in Canada, but nannied in France when she was younger and just learned it.
There, that's how you do it, right? That's how you,
there's really no, yeah, you can't say around speaking. It.
Let's go back to the game.
Yes.
Okay. We're being supportive.
America's best.
We're being supportive.
Why don't you learn Americanese?
That's right. Learn Americanese. Mm-hmm. I know it bothers me that these Canadian hockey fans are booing our national. I understand why they're doing it.
Yeah, but they got to come play on Earth or fire you up.
Well, it does fire you up. It's like, man, you don't have to do that. You know, you're booing our national
anthem. That's right.
We don't boo your national anthem.
Yes, they do.
I've never heard the Canadian national anthem booed. Not one time.
Night.
Till now, till they boot ours. Yeah, of course, now we're going to do it.
Yeah, we'll show them tit for tat.
Well, they did it. They did do it. I don't believe.
Very grown up.
I don't believe on their part. I mean, they booed our national anthem. Mm-mm. You don't get away with that.
You wait till Kid Rock writes our new national anthem.
That's right.
I dare you to boo that.
See if you boo that. Tom said, it was weird going to the gangster's house for Christmas. The turkey was stuffed with blank. Seth, what do you say?
Money.
Good guess. Good one. Biggie.
I've been looking for him forever.
Yeah.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh,
that's great.
Good job.
That is a really good answer, Christian.
Witnesses.
Also good. B.B. Shay.
I said money.
Boom. There's a match for you, Seth. We have one as a match. Well done. We go next to James. James, you need at least one to stay in the game. You can have A, C, or D. Which would you like?
Let's go with C.
C, it is. Listen closely. Little Rodney Rotten is really rotten. So rotten, in fact, today he tried to flush his blank down the toilet. Think of that. Everybody else write down the answer. I'll tell you something, though, about the, we're talking about the booing Canadians. This hockey tournament they've got going on sort of for their all-star thing, that's really been effective, I think. People have gotten into it.
Yes.
They care. The players really care.
You know, there's a lot of talks about that becoming something they do with the NBA, too, to revamp again the all-star game.
Yeah, because the hockey is getting more attention.
Yes.
I mean, maybe just because there are tensions between the two countries, but... Yeah. I mean,
that's been good hockey.
They want to win it. Yeah. I mean, and the U.S. and Canada, I believe, are going to play for the championship
Thursday night,
and they want it. You know,
and in Boston.
Oh, Lord, they're playing in Boston?
Yeah.
Because in Montreal was where the anthem got
My cousin was there last night.
Really?
Yeah, she was at the game in Boston last night.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Now that, you know, I guess when you look, I mean, there's been 1,000 people talking about the NFL and NBA All-Star game, why it's not nearly what it used to be. The players do not care. They don't care if they win. They just don't want to get hurt. They want to show off a little bit. But now when the hockey players care, I think people get into it.
Definitely.
I mean, it seems to happen.
I did see something interesting that I guess they talked to the NBA players about, like, this All-Star game.
Yeah.
And they felt like some of the reason they don't care is there's too many breaks in it.
Yeah, there was too much.
There was too much, like, because there was a new format, and there was like 4 teams, and they said, and then you got to pause for 10 minutes and give away like a prize or something, and they said, there was no momentum to build.
But if you just do like East versus West, they don't care about that either. You know, they hadn't in a long time.
NBA's in trouble.
You think?
I do. I think there's a lot of stuff there, and that's why they're suddenly scrambling and trying different things.
Different stuff. Yeah,
I think load management's finally catching up to them.
Well, I mean, I know we're playing the game here, but I saw an interesting article that sort of talked about why this is happening, and it's called ring culture, because nothing matters in sports except winning a championship.
Mm-hmm. So they rest.
Nothing else matters.
Well,
who cares if you're an all-star? Who cares you know, if you're not trying?
Mm-hmm. Because
who cares about a regular season game?
That's true. Yeah.
You've got to be ready in the summer.
That's probably true, and we've sort of set it up that way. And almost every team makes the playoffs. It's not that hard to make the playoffs, you know. It used to be a
lot harder. That's when you turn it on.
Yeah.
Because people say X player is worthless because he didn't win a ring.
Because he didn't.
X player is worth it. This guy's better because he did.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And love him or hate him, when LeBron goes, that's
trouble.
Yeah, that's trouble because, I mean, he is still the name and the face of the NBA.
Yeah, he is.
And when he retires in a year or two, it's going to be a struggle.
Could you do the thing country against country, because are there enough players from foreign countries in the United States playing NBA? Yes,
definitely.
There are.
Yeah, you could do America versus Canada versus like Europe.
Yeah.
Easily.
Like kind of a Ryder Cup type.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, let's get back to the game. Little Rodney Rotten is really rotten. Today, he tried to flush his blank down the toilet. James, what do you say?
His toys.
His toys. His toys down the toilets. Biggie.
He said his sister.
Yeah, that's a good one. Sister's very good. Kristen.
His sister.
BB Shay.
Little sister.
Oh, you could have had a perfecto, James. Sorry, that's how rotten he is. Okay, that means that Seth keeps his lead. He has just one. Chris will try to tie him or take the lead with either A or D. Chris, which would you like, A or D?
I'll go with D.
D it is. All right, listen closely. Everybody write down your best answer to this. Larry said, I know how we can strike a blow against the Russians. Mm. We can send blank over there to live.
Wow.
Well, what way are we going to go here? Larry said, I know how we can strike a blow against the Russians. We can send blank over there to live full time.
Oh, man.
Well, there's a lot of possibilities.
So many options.
There's a lot of options and possibilities here, aren't there?
Oh, do I go own celebrity? House?
What do we have? If they did 4 countries in an NBA playoff in as All-Star game, United States, let's say Europe.
Yeah.
Canada,
definitely Canada.
Who else?
Maybe Australia.
Is there enough from Australia?
Yeah, or like Asia, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Europe, Asia, Canada, and America.
That'd be very interesting.
There's a lot of Canadians, a lot of great Canadians in the league right now.
Really? I didn't know that.
SGA.
Is he Canadian?
He is, yes.
I don't believe I knew that.
Yeah. He's MVP front runner.
Yeah, he's great. Is SGA, I know you said he's from Canada. Where did he play college?
He went to Kentucky. Played at Kentucky.
Yeah. I don't know. You know more about that than I do, for sure. And do you think that would pull it back? I think so. I think
maybe
care.
You know, somebody I saw online yesterday recommended white versus black players.
Which you want to talk about puck or not?
Very controversial.
I just puckered.
Yes.
Oh my God. Can you imagine how I puckered right now? What's I'm whistling. I'm whistling.
Yeah.
I'm puckered. White versus
sucking in air.
Yeah, that would be very controversial, but people would watch it. They really would.
What would the line be on that? I think the black players would be favorite.
Well, we do have the Europeans on the whites.
We do. We got Jokic. That's about it.
And Luka.
We got Luka and Jokic.
And Alex Caruso, you know?
And that guy.
You got Tyler Hero. He's having a good season.
Dalton Connect.
Yes. Yeah. The guy who Charlotte didn't want.
Okay. Yes. But God, who are they going to cut from the black team? Yeah, no, all these guys are really good.
Well, LeBron took some time off recently. So,
He's got to be on the black team.
Definitely.
He's got to be. I can't even talk about this. I'm so puffed right now. I you've made me very uncomfortable.
Wow, the NBA's really going for it.
Got to do something. Ratings are down, man.
Chris.
I don't see color, but I'm interested.
Wow. I would watch that game. I definitely would. Let's go back to Chris. Larry said, I know how we can strike a blow against the Russians. We can get blank to move there and live permanently. What do you say, Chris?
I'm going to go with the Swifties.
The Swifties. The Swifties to move there. Biggie.
I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I was just going for the win. Chris Kelly.
How can you not hurt someone's feelings?
It's a game. I'm playing the game.
You don't want to hurt someone's feelings, and you say someone in the room. No one else would say that. Chris Dim.
The cast of The View. That's a show that the monsters love to hate.
I'm familiar with the show. Boy, and Biggie, that's my best friend talking about, right? That's my best friend, B.B. Shay.
I know he could still make music in Russia, but I said Kanye.
Kanye. Those are all good answers. Yeah. The Swifties did not register. So Seth keeps his lead, and Donnie will be the one man left that can try to take it. Hello, Donnie. How are you?
Good, sir. Hope you are.
Doing well. One match game puzzle left here. You need one to tie, two to win. On this date in 1952... Irving Brickelmeyer became the first man ever to cross a carpenter's picket line. On that same date, later in the day, Mr. Brickelmeyer became the first man ever to swallow a blank. That's a long one. I'll do it again.
Okay.
On this date in 1952, Irving Brickelmeyer became the first man ever to cross a carpenter's picket line. On that same date, later in the day, Mr. Brickelmeyer became the first man ever to swallow a blank. One ties it, Donnie. Two wins it. If you don't get a match, then Seth is the winner. All right, everybody's in here. Everybody's in. Okay, Donnie, one more time. On this date in 1952, Irving Brickelmeyer became the first man ever to cross a carpenter's picket line. On that same date, later in the day, Mr. Brickelmeyer became the first man ever to swallow a blank. Donnie, what do you say?
How about a hammer?
A hammer. Okay, that's a good answer. One ties it, two wins it. Biggie.
Hammer.
We have a tie game as of right now. Will Chris Dim give Donnie the win?
Stop. Hammer time.
Wow. Whoa. There it is.
That's a win.
B.B. Shay.
Wood screw.
You went wood screw.
Yeah. Somebody drag him over here. Yeah, get the wood screws out. Don't we have anything a little more violent?
The 3/8 inches? Nah, the 3/5. We'll show him.
I was going to make him swallow this hammer. Forget the hammers. Get the wood screws. It'll be harder to pass.
Phillips?
Nah, regular. It's going to tear his intestines up.
Okay.
I see what you're going for. That'd be very, very, very horrible. Good answers. That's it.